Hello, welcome to Meaningful Messages with Tamika Smith, your source of inspiration and empowerment. One day, I chose my faith over everything, over second-guessing, doubt, hopeless hope in an abusive relationship to not only survive, but thrive. I chose to be better, not bitter. As a mother, author of several books, and an advocate of domestic violence, how? I discovered my voice. I underestimated myself. My message resonated with many. From Huffington Post, Good Housekeeping, The Renewal Project, TV and radio appearances, this progressive, extroverted introvert decided to share meaningful messages with those looking for a purposeful life. Get ready to laugh, cry, and leave better than you came in. Welcome to Meaningful Messages. Hello, good morning, good morning. See, I was trying to be all fancy with it and everything. We are live. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you all are having an amazing Monday so far. And for those who are watching the replay, thank you so much for tuning in, watching in on this replay. Make sure you do swipe and invite, say hello. Let it be known that I'm not talking to myself. On today, we are live, ladies and gentlemen. We are live on Facebook, on my Facebook group, Dreamers to Doers, on my public page, on my personal page on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Periscope. Periscope is departing from us. Anybody having a repass for it? But the Periscope is leaving us March 31st. I had lost a train of thought here. But for those who do not know who I am, happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday. For those who do not know who I am, my name is Tamika Smith. I empower dreamers to become doers of the world while unapologetically allowing their light to shine in a dark world. I have written a few books. I have overcame so many things, domestic violence being one of them. And so, as you all may or may not know, I decided to quit my job last Friday. And so that was a decision that wasn't easy, like I put on my post. It was a decision that just made sense to me to go out and just launch into the deep because it was just way too much going on, to say the least, at that job. And so from like my ability to write books, I just decided to say, hey, people are calling me for so many various reasons as far as Wordsmith Enterprises, my company. So why not just do it full term? Why? Because it just makes sense. I'm dealing with all the stress that's causing anxiety, depression, talking to a therapist because they're stressing me out so bad. Listen, y'all can be on these toxic work environments if you want to, but I just was like, I'm out. I'm going to head out just like, you know, Clubhouse leaves quietly. And I did it with grace. It wasn't dramatic at all. I did it with grace because that's what I do. I try not to burn too many bridges because I think there's a way in how to do something. We have to use our words as adults. And so with that being said, A lot of y'all asking, so what's next? What's next? You know, why you quit and all this stuff. Look, listen, sometimes you just have to make a decision. And when you make a decision, you have to let your yes be yes, like I said last week, and let your no be no. Because, listen, I don't knock a 9-to-5 because everybody is not meant for entrepreneurship, because it's definitely not for the faint at heart. Even with me working in inside sales, it's not for the faint at heart either. It's just that I got to a point where I just got tired of it. And it just did not make sense for me to be dealing in a toxic work environment. It just was a crazy situation. And so what do we do, right? You have to have a strategy. A lot of y'all are saying, oh, I want to leave my job. I want to do this. You have to really think about it and not let it be a hasty decision, not let it be an emotional one. It was something I thought about for years, and I had to take the leap and not be afraid to do it and be confident in the skills and the abilities that God gave me to just go ahead and do the business full term, at least for now, because time is of the essence. A lot of y'all have dealt with so much in this year alone, and you're still. So my question to you guys today, still, are you S-T-I-L-L? Are you still in your certain mindsets and you're not doing anything? You have to be able to just have a plan, not just looking at, no disrespect to anybody, but nobody's that interesting to me to be on social media. If I'm on social media, it's for a reason. It's for a reason. And so you have to have a time set out for you if you really want to be about this life to get off the job. To get off the job. You hate your job. It's not loyal to you, but you're loyal to it. You're more loyal to the job than you are your side hustle. And you need to stop calling it your side hustle, because if you want a sustainable business, you need to look at it as that. And not just look at it as is okay, it's just a side hustle. No, you need to look at it as if you really want to do this thing and just do it full out and not be afraid to just go ahead and do whatever it is that you're called to do. Me being a writer, me being a consultant, listen, those skills that I learned in inside sales, they're transferable. You have skills, ladies and gentlemen, that are transferable, especially if you want to do your own business. You got to change your stinking thinking and your mindset on how you're looking at a situation, because it's a situation. Whether you sit in it or you walk away from it and execute your dreams, that's on you. That's not on anybody else. That's not on a hater. That's not on a hex, a vex, or whatever, a witch, a warlock. No, that's on you. And your decisions, what you agreeing to, if you're being complicit and quiet, that's on you too. Sometimes you have to say no. I know, for instance, when they were telling me, oh, you got to go back to the office. No, ma'am, no, sir. Not when I'm seeing multiple cases of COVID weekly. That's not, no. And you got to let your no be no. And your yes be yes, because at the end of the day, you have to think what's important to you. You can do things for a paycheck, but it has to be for a certain amount of time if you want to get off a 9-to-5. Some people are comfortable being at a 9-to-5, and that's all well and dandy. I don't know where all this unspoken beef about, you know, people talking about your 9-to-5 is a bribe. No, it's a 9-to-5 to help you sustain your business and your inventory and your livelihood until you get off that 9-to-5. Perspective is all about perspective at the end of the day. So what's next? Wordsmith Enterprises is what's next. That is what's next for me, Wordsmith Enterprises. And I'm just building my business, and I'm building it brick by brick, because I do want it to be sustainable. I'm not rushing. I've been doing this thing since 2014. And I've learned a lot from business mistakes. I think that some of you guys are afraid to, from my conversations that I've had with people, that you guys are afraid to just go out and just do it because you are afraid of failing. That's how you learn. You deal with people at your job that you might necessarily not like. You might go to church with people that you may not necessarily get along with too well, but you still go. So you get what I'm saying? It's all about your perspective at the end of the day. What matters to you? What matters to you? And then you have to make a decision to be self-disciplined. I can't tell y'all how many times people come to me talking about, I want to write a book. I want to write a book. I want to write a book. Okay, cool. You're writing books on Facebook. You're writing books on social media. You're giving free intellectual property to social media, but you're not doing anything behind the scenes. Some of y'all have to look at your intentions, because I know that was a word for me for 2021, was intentional, being intentional about my time, being intentional about my conversations, being intentional about my relationships. So with being intentional, you have to have some self-discipline with that as well. And so whatever you do, like the shirt say, smile. Smile, but really think about what it is that you want to do and be full-fledged and ready to go after it with no qualms, no, I don't know, because it does take faith. And people might question you, but you have to get out of the, oh, what will people think? Ladies and gentlemen, you're good and grown. A lot of people do not know what to think about themselves, let alone think about you. A lot of people may project their fears, their insecurities on you because they don't have any confidence about themselves. And I don't know who said it, but somebody said it. But the first person that sees your potential is a hater. So they're speaking life into your future, telling you you this, you that. If it's not true, why get offended? People are going to talk. Give them something to talk about. So I just want to give y'all motivation. But at the end of the day, after the motivation, then what? After the inspiration, then what are you going to do with that inspiration? What are you going to do with that motivation? At the end of the day, you have to make a decision if you want to quit your job. Because some of y'all, several of y'all came to me talking about, oh, I want to quit. Good. If that's for you. And if you know that's for you, you need to make some time dedicated enough to work on yourself, whether it's self-development, making an exit strategy. Listen, two times in my life, I had to make an exit strategy. When I had to get out of a domestic violence relationship and when I had to get out of this toxic work environment, I had to get out. My intention was not to quit at all because I was prepared to do something else. But then I'm just like, okay, I'm stressing about the sales, all this stuff on a good month in revenue, making a company $30,000 on a good month. I'm getting a certain percentage of that. And I'm not bragging or anything, but that could look like tax refund check to people. So God elevated me in a good place. It just did not make sense to just sit at a job and be stressed out for me, because it was very, very toxic. And so now there is no limit. Only the limitations that's in my mind. That's the only limit. Your limitations. What are you saying out of your mouth? Speak life. Speak life so you can eat the fruit thereof and not worry about what somebody is saying about you. What are you saying to yourself? What has God said about you? Think about those things. Listen, you have to make a decision if that's your decision to make. Some of y'all act like y'all can't even make a decision about y'all without y'all spiritual leader. Listen, if you want to even write a book, why haven't you done it yet? Why? The excuses that I hear is I don't have time. You have to make time to write a book. You have to make the time and be dedicated. You don't need permission to do if God has called you to that. You might be calling God a liar if you're saying one thing and doing something else. Make it make sense. So I just didn't want to be on here no more than 15 minutes. I think I said all I needed to say. Listen, you have to think about what's best for you, what's best for your family. Everybody may not approve, but you're not here. Validation is for parking. You're not here to be constantly validated on what it is that you're called to do. You're more than welcome, Kelly Jewel on Periscope. You are more than welcome. Listen, do whatever it is that you need to do. Make a decision. Happy March. Y'all got some marching orders to do. And just walk in it. Walk in it and do not be afraid. And if anybody wants to inquire about writing a book, starting that business, deciding, that's right, deciding is closing the door and walking into another door. Yeah, commitment, being committed. Some of y'all be committed to no good Negroes and women too. I'm not omitting the women. Some of y'all got some no good women too. Y'all committed to the wrong stuff. If you get committed and be dedicated to whatever it is that God has called you to do, watch God bless you. But if you want to walk in disobedience after you said God said, that's on you. That's not a burden for me to carry or anybody else. You have to learn how to do some self-development, get with some people that can help you hone that craft, cultivate that craft. If you feel like you're worth it, then you will do something. A lot of y'all getting these STEMI checks. My internet messing up. A lot of y'all are getting these stimulus checks. That's what I'm talking about. A lot of y'all are getting these tax refund checks. Spend something on yourself. If you may not want to write a book, go to real estate school, whatever it is, culinary school. You want to do a blog. All this stuff costs. Website stuff that costs, photo shoots that costs. I think more people are interested in looking good than actually being good. A lot of y'all are impressed with images and there's no substance behind the image. Make it make sense. Whatever it is in your life that you have to make a decision on today, make a decision, be firm on your decision, and walk it out. We got marching orders. Let's go ahead and do that. I know for me, I am. I'm not on here to preach to y'all. I'm just giving y'all a little bit of motivation. Just a little bit. Amy, hey, Amy. Of course I will. Amy, you know that. You know that, girl. But yes, of course, of course. So listen, in multiple streams of income, you need it because a job is not secure as we grew up thinking that it was. At any instant, somebody can pull the rug up under you and say, you're fired, especially in a state where you don't have to have any reason to get fired at all, like North Carolina. Make your life make sense. Write out what it is that you want to do and do that unapologetically with a smile. And I'm a big advocate of therapy. Because it's needed out here in these streets. Yes. Plan A, B, C, D. Have different plans because life happens. And when life happens, you need to have a good cushion. What is it that people ask you to do that's easy for you to do that's complicated for somebody else? We overthink things. We make it complicated. By overthinking. And when you overthink, and you can be one of those persons that you know, you have a million and one ideas but you don't know where to start, get an accountability coach. Learn how to accept some constructive criticism. We don't know it all. I don't know it all, but the answers that I do have, I'm willing to give it for anybody that wants to be coached with me. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's all in your perspective. Somebody might be saying, oh, she quit her job. It's the end of the world. Nope, it's not. It's just the beginning. Because I have that much confidence and I have that much faith to know. And I have some delegation to do to know that I'm not doing this on my own. I have my faith. I have people that I trust that's been in business. I'm not afraid to ask questions if it's going to help me and my children in the long run. Y'all on these social media streets, learn how to network instead of asking for a sale as soon as you jump into somebody's inbox. Learn how to communicate with people and stop communicating just to reply. If you care about people, act like you care about them, but genuinely care about them. So that's my soapbox today, y'all. Yeah. Right, exactly. What is something that someone asks you that's easy for you, but it's complicated for other people? I know I done said I'm gone about 50 million times, but that is it, you guys. I hope you all have an amazing week. Have an amazing March, because I'm about to. This is casual Monday. I can create my own dress code. I got some traveling to do. Listen safely, of course. But you all have an amazing day. Have an amazing day. You're more than welcome. And I will talk to y'all soon.